This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Contract extension news coming. Stay tuned. I'll give it to you in about 3 minutes. Good morning. This from Jalen to kick off the show. Kevin, might be time to start talking about Brian Robinson Jr. as a player on the bubble. Did you see what Quinn said this morning about Bill, the seventh rounder? Yeah, Bill is the nickname for the running back of the Washington football franchise that was selected in the seventh round. That would be Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill Kroski-Merritt. Quinn said, quote, "It's the violence of his cuts that he can get his shoulders square and get downhill fast," closed quote. I think that when you learn something this time of year, it's not from watching anything, but it is from coaches and assistant coaches and coordinators and players talking about players and maybe schemes. You don't get a lot on that. So that is a very positive, sentiment from the head coach about Bill Kroski-Merritt. He looks good on tape from New Mexico. Only played one game at Arizona last year. I've mentioned this many times before, and I know it's repetitive, but in the last 10 years, there's just been one running back selected after the sixth round, that would be the seventh round, that's made a contribution on an NFL roster, just one, and that's Isaiah Pacheco in Kansas City. J.J. Watt, Hall of Famer, tweeted out yesterday, "Training camp stats are insane and ridiculous. I used to think it was always just people joking, but now seeing them seriously reported, you have no idea what the purpose of that period is, what the goals are, what the context is, etc. It could be a strictly third and long blitz period where every play is skewed to the defense's advantage. Coaches could be asking the quarterback to focus specifically on one route concept. D-line may be focusing only on bull rushes one day and just speed rushes for one period. More importantly, practicing is for practicing. You're supposed to fail. You're supposed to try new things, see what works and what doesn't work, etc. If you only do what works, you'll never grow, adapt, change. The entire point of training camp is to build and grow towards the season so that you perform your best when the real games start." Look, what Dan Quinn threw out about Bill, about Jacory Kroski-Merritt, was not a training camp stat. You know, when you see people tweeting out, "Oh, the ball never hit the ground, the quarterback was 8 for 8, or, "Oh my God, two touchdown catches for, you know, the undrafted wide receiver during, you know, the 11-on-11. Yeah, that stuff is insane and ridiculous. to, you know, even it's embarrassing if you tweet that out as if that means something. Because as J.J. Watt lays out, we have no idea what the context or what they've decided to work on for that period. But I do like to pay attention to what the coaches say. And I think with Dan Quinn, the one thing we have learned over these 18 months, his answers are long. They sometimes reveal something, oftentimes do not. But when they do, you know, specifically hone in on like one player that he, that you know, stands out to him and he wasn't asked about, and that's not the situation, I don't think, with Kroski Merritt this morning. Sometimes he is trying to tell us something. I think that, you know, you can certainly read between the lines at times with Quinn. Would be thrilled if Kroski Merritt ends up being Jalen, you know, a guy that puts Brian Robinson Jr. on the roster bubble. But I doubt it. I really doubt it. I think if they had drafted a running back in the second or third round, you know, in the first 2 days of the draft, the first two nights of the draft, I would have immediately said, boy, they are looking for a replacement. They are definitely looking to replace Brian Robinson Jr., depending on the style of the back that they would have drafted. But waiting until the seventh round to draft one, not that you can't find running backs late in the draft. Of course, we've seen many fourth, fifth, sixth round backs, Alfred Morris, be really, really good at the NFL level. Just not many seventh rounders. Just not many seventh rounders. But if the intention of their drafting back in late April and early May had been to go after a back early, we would have been able to read between the lines that they're looking to replace Brian Robinson Jr. I don't think anything they did in the offseason indicates that. So I doubt over the next month to 6 weeks that Kroski Merritt could, you know, show enough to make Brian Robinson Jr. expendable. Now, would I be shocked? No. It would be more about what Brian Robinson Jr. has been. Not available enough, not consistent enough. I still think he's a decent back. But it would take at least the thought that we've got the replacement on the roster. We found the needle in the haystack with our seventh round pick. We'll see. I hope you're right, Jalen. I would not bet on it. I would bet that Brian Robinson Jr. lines up as the starting running back on Sunday, September 7th against the Giants. That would be my guess. It is a position, though. It is a position, running back, in which players that are rookies can step in week one and produce. It is the position, more than any other, really, on a football roster, where the younger you are, the less it matters. You can step in and play right away if you are talented enough. There are pass blocking responsibilities. There are, you know, understanding the offense, understanding the checks. But for a lot of it, it's just taking the ball, using your vision, using your insane cut ability, and being able to run forward with it. Thank you, Jalen, for that. This from Ben. Ben writes, loved the conversation yesterday about the best moments of 2024. I think you missed out on a game, as did everybody else. I think the Pittsburgh game was the most exciting game of the year, and they should have won it if the ball had been spotted correctly. Yeah, it was a very exciting game. There's no doubt. It was not in contention, for me anyway, for the most memorable game. It was memorable. I mean, there was a lot to that game that was memorable. You know, Washington basically blowing a lead, you know, something that they really didn't do. You know, they had a 10-point lead in the second half. And that throw, you know, against Benjamin St. Juice, the throw from Russell Wilson to Mike Williams with just over 2 minutes to go to give Pittsburgh the lead was, you know, maybe Russell Wilson's highlight last year. Mike Williams is one highlight, you know, in Pittsburgh last year. I mean, what a long time, you know, exceptional receiver Mike Williams has been. And that was a great throw, great catch. And, you know, here comes Washington down the field just needing three with 2 minutes to go. And it was really the only time that they didn't deliver, you know, in a situation where they could win the game. And I say they, Jaden Daniels, you know, they got him out there to right around midfield at the two-minute warning on a throw to Noah Brown. And then they had the third and nine. He missed Noah Brown. Fourth and nine, throws to Ertz. I thought it was a bad spot. I think a lot of people thought it was a bad spot. The replay official reviewed it and kept the ball short of the line to gain. Pittsburgh took over. And by the way, remember, Washington still had timeouts left. They could have gotten the ball back, but they couldn't stop Pittsburgh. It was Najee Harris and I think it was Cordell Patterson who ended up having a big run for a first down. And then it was the big offsides. Remember Johnny Newton's offsides on fourth and one at midfield. That was a huge, huge play late in that game. Washington hoping to get the ball back. Pittsburgh just trying to draw offsides. And Johnny Newton was drawn offsides. That was a really good football game. Ben, you're right. That was an exciting football game. And it was, you know, the week leading into the Thursday night game in Philly. And that was a knockdown, drag-out, 3-hour, 15-minute, down-to-the-wire football game in a really good environment. A lot of Pittsburgh fans, a lot of Washington fans. It wasn't Jaden's cleanest game by far. But it was exciting for sure. I would not put it anywhere near the top moments, but it was a memorable game, that's for sure. And they had a couple of memorable losses. You know, for all of the discussion about the season and how lucky they were during the course of the season in so many games, let's face it, they were in that Baltimore game, certainly could have won the Pittsburgh game, and definitely could have won the first Dallas game had, you know, the extra point after the bomb to Terry, you know, been converted. But Seibert missed that extra point. He missed two extra points in the game, and Washington lost 34-26, giving up two kickoff returns in the final few minutes of the game. It's still pretty amazing. One off, obviously, an onside kick. So there were a couple of games that they lost that they could have won. I don't look at the Philly game at Philly as a game they could have or should have, but they took a lead, if you recall, into the fourth quarter. They were up 10-6 heading into the fourth quarter of that game. So, you know, those three losses in a row, Pittsburgh, Philly, and Dallas, were all games that, you know, none of them were one-sided. Washington had chances in all three of them. Pittsburgh for sure, Dallas with an extra point. I think they were outplayed in Philadelphia, regardless of their, you know, taking a 10-6 lead into the fourth quarter. Philly missed a couple of field goals early. They had a couple of big, you know, blunders as they were moving the football. Yeah, and I think the Baltimore game, you know, which was, remember, that was the first real test. It's like, okay, you know, you're 4-2. What were we 4-1 at that point? 4-1. Just the Tampa loss. And it was a competitive football game. Man, the Jaden touchdown pass to Terry in that short part of the end zone on, I think it was a third and goal or something. God, that was a great play. But a lot of feedback to that segment that we did yesterday, couple of segments that we did, and all the calls. Looking back on 2024, it was a hell of a season. It was such a memorable season. For me, still, Detroit's the top moment, the playoff win at Detroit. And if I were to give a top three, I think number two would be Tampa in the playoffs, and number three would be Philly late in the season. Five touchdown passes, overcoming five turnovers to beat the Eagles. Although the Cincinnati game early in the season is really close. Very close. All right, there is contract extension news. It has nothing to do with Terry McLaurin. Washington agreed, I saw Nikki tweet this out earlier this morning. The Washington extended Percy Butler to a one-year contract extension. He was under contract for this season and then due to be a free agent next year. They signed him to a one-year contract extension. I've not seen any of the terms, but Percy Butler has been a very good special teamer for this team. And I think they believe he's pretty good at safety. So we'll see how that plays out in terms of their safety situation, because, you know, you do have, you know, a big sub at safety, going away from Jeremy Chinn and going for half the cost Will Harris, who will play, you know, side by side with Quan Martin. But Percy Butler is going to get time, no doubt. As will, I think, Tyler Owens, number 40. I think they really like him. I think they really liked him last year as well. All right. So yesterday we had the stadium news. And to me, I thought, okay, it's over. Next Friday, as in a week from today, the city council is going to vote. They're going to get the votes. They have the votes. And then we're going to have, you know, shovel in ground by late this year or early next year. And over the next couple of months, we're going to get the plans. We're going to see what the stadium's going to look like. Because all the other, you know, photos that have been out there, those are just mock-ups or fan mock-ups. That's not the actual architectural, you know, rendition. Rendition, whatever the word is, for what the stadium will look like. I can't wait to see what that stuff looks like. That will be interesting for sure. But apparently, there are two votes required. Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9 is going to jump on with me in about 4 minutes. And he's going to explain this. Not only are two votes required, it's not simple majority. Apparently, it's something more than that. Maybe two-thirds vote required. I thought it was a slam dunk that next Friday it was over. I still think it's a slam dunk that eventually it will be over, but it's a little bit more complicated than what we thought yesterday. Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9 will jump on with me next. You'll hear my conversation, Maryland basketball fans, with Buzz Williams. First time we've had Buzz on the show. It's really the first time Buzz has done any significant local media and had a really nice conversation with him yesterday. You'll hear that during the 11 a.m. hour. And Ben Standig from training camp at 12. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to discuss what would the team be without Terry McLaurin in 2025. He's going to play. He's under contract. He's not holding out, and they're not going to trade him. And by the way, those of you who think that they just should trade him for Micah Parsons, first of all, Dallas isn't trading Micah Parsons within the division. Secondly, that's not a straight-up trade. Washington would have to include more than Terry, perhaps a lot more than Terry, to get Micah Parsons. Wouldn't be a bad swap, though. I would take that swap in a heartbeat, for sure. But start thinking about what does Terry mean in terms of games? Is it the difference between 12 wins and 9 wins? Is it the difference between, you know, 11 wins and 6 wins? You tell me what you think his value is if he's not on the field, how that disrupts the 2025 season. I'll tell you what I think in about 15 minutes, and we'll take calls on that afterwards. Joining me right now is my friend Eric Flack from WUSA TV Channel 9, Murrow and Emmy Award winning chief investigative reporter for Channel 9. So simply put, Eric, yesterday seemed like, okay, Chairman Mendelson, we're going to have a vote on August 1st. We got, as in the city council, and man, he got chesty, didn't he, about the much better deal that the city council, you know, was able to extract from the team, and good for them. And it seemed like to me yesterday that a week from today, August 1st, there would be 7 or more votes, and we'd be breaking ground at some point by the end of the year or the first part of next year. But I started reading last night, and it looked to me like more than one vote was required, and maybe not simple majority. Can you explain to all of us, please?
In D.C., you need 2 separate votes to pass a law or an act, and that's essentially what this is, because it's authorizing the use of huge amounts of taxpayer money. So they have what's called a first vote and a second vote. Under normal circumstances, they are very similar procedures, but this process has been anything but normal. The first vote will happen on Friday, a week from today. Typically, you would need a simple majority to pass a law, so that with 7 members of D.C. Council right now, because Trayon White, because of his bribery charges, has been expelled off the council. We'll pick that up in a second. But yeah, as of next Friday, there are going to be 12 members sitting up there. And typically, you would need a simple majority, so you would need 7. Because of the tax implications of this particular deal and some city laws as it relates to tax abatements being suspended as part of the, you know, way this deal is structured, they need 2/3 to pass this, but through the DC Council. So instead of 7, they will need 8 next Friday. Right now they have 5 votes, so they will need 3 of the undecided to come on over and join them. They will then move on to a second vote in September, mid-September. Typically, that would just be a repeat of the first vote. Trayon White will have been sworn back into the D.C. Council, and we will now have 13 members of the D.C. Council sitting up there. And the 2/3 majority will move to 9.
Right. So yeah, you then need 9.
They will need 9. And Trayon has, you know, been an enigma in many ways. He has signaled support for a DC stadium in his very limited comments on this issue. But we are this is a multi-step process, and it is not a simple majority.
Okay. So that, to me, is new, because I don't think that's the way it was presented yesterday. I didn't get into the weeds, into the, you know, deep detail. I just assumed when Chairman Mendelson, you know, put out that tweet and held a press conference and said, we got the deal, we got a much better deal than the mayor got, we know how to negotiate, we got a much better, you know, revenue upside for the city, and next Friday, we're going to vote and we're going to pass this thing. But that's not what it is. And two votes, by the way, with the second vote taking place when, Eric? In September?
Mid-September.
Okay, so how does that affect the timeline that the team wanted?
That's a great question, and one I'm trying to find out the answer to as we speak. It's one of the things I am working on today. They were pretty clear that extending this process into September would be problematic for their timeline. On the other hand, Phil Mendelson worked closely and negotiated this deal exclusively by himself with the team, although he was working on behalf of a contingent of five: Pinto, McDuffie, Wendell Felder, Anita Bonds, all of the others, yes votes on this stadium. So when you say D.C. Council reached a deal with the Commanders on an amended agreement, five members of D.C. Council reached an amended agreement. You have to think and hope that the Commanders are okay with this timeline, and here's why. Although I think there are legislative reasons, separating the first and second vote, meaning I don't think they can have the first vote next Friday and have the second vote the following Friday.
Why not?
I honestly, Kevin, I'm going to admit what I don't know.
This is
like some inside laws. I believe there is like procedural things where it has to be separated by a certain amount of days. I believe
it's not because they're on recess.
I do not believe that is the case, but I'm going to have to admit to, don't quote me on that part. But when pressed on, when we pressed Mendelson on why now, you said you were going to slow roll this thing. You said you weren't going to be beholden to anybody's timeline. And now all of a sudden you are out of seemingly nowhere saying you struck a deal. Was it the Trump threat? Was it the Comer threat? What was it? He acknowledged it was not threats, but pressure from the team. And talking to the team, and I think being convinced that time truly was of the essence and that there was an absolute need to get the deal done now. And he said the team sweetened the pot to say, we will do this, but only in return, your give back is you do this right now. And so that's what he said he did. He said he took the money and said, but in return, I had to say, we'll do it right now.
So yeah, but it sounds like they're not doing it right now if there's two votes required and the second one isn't until mid-September.
As right now as D.C. Council gets. I should say. So in the context of all that, I believe that hopefully, and again, I'm trying to confirm this, at some point, the Commanders decided that this works. It is possible that this is literally the quickest it can get done at this point. The Commanders are just going to have to deal with it. They said they were right up against the timeline. For those of us who would like to see the stadium open in 2030, because the sooner the stadium opens, the sooner DC gets the money back for the stadium. Hopefully this works within their timeline. But they were a part of this discussion, and they were the ones who said, you can have this deal, but you got to do it now-ish.
A thought, and maybe part of this, press conference from yesterday is to maybe influence the public hearings next week, and it's strategic, I don't know. But, until it's actually over, maybe they should stop holding all these press conferences. Because I'll tell you what, going back to, the Ted Youngkin press conference, and then the mayor with Goodell and Josh Harris, most people don't follow it closely enough, and they just assume it's over. Yesterday really seemed like it was over with, obviously they're still hanging out there what President Trump could do, I guess. Minus that, it really seemed that it's over, and it isn't necessarily over. It's still an odds-on favorite, I get that, but the eight votes and the nine votes, the eight votes Friday, the nine votes in mid-September. You have, every time I've talked to you about this, you have said, look, I think by the time they get there, they're going to have at least 10 votes, right? So are you, is there any reason to be concerned that they won't have the two-thirds rather than the simple 8 votes next Friday, 9 votes in mid-September?
Couple things. One, you already hear, I spoke with Robert White kind of as he kind of hustled out of a closed-door meeting with council members yesterday morning. He seemed to have grave concerns, but he also seemed to say a stadium was important as long as we're getting the get back. But he has been voicing concerns. Zachary Parker has already been out there saying this is Phil Mendelson's deal. This is not D.C. Council's deal. Janice Lewis George is kind of a complete wild card. I don't think she's really said much at all. Christina Henderson has been very favorable to this idea, even though she remains in the undecided category. And Matthew Frumman, his biggest problem with the deal is that in his eyes, it's happening way too fast. But I'm not sure that that's a reason to vote against it when push comes to shove. All that to say that I think they have 3 more votes out of those 5 undecideds on Friday. The second piece of this is there are those in Mendelson's camp who, again, going back to this complex tax abatement issue that requires the two-thirds majority, right, that thinks it's a question about whether or not it really would require a two-thirds majority. Meaning, is there a wild card where if they're scared they're not going to get the votes, they take some sort of procedural thing to argue that it's not subject to this two-thirds vote? Now, this is getting really inside baseball.
Yeah, no, I'm following it, though. There may be something that develops that brings it back to a simple majority.
Correct.
The larger point, you know, and most people don't know, you know, even people who live in the city don't know the 13 council members by name or by ward. They know their own ward, council member, but that's it. And they know Mendelson, maybe. But we think that there will be 8 and 9 votes, even if two-thirds is required. The timing seems to be the bigger issue. It was presented yesterday as August 1st, we're done, but really it's mid-September, we're done. And how that timeline, impacts the team. The statement from Mark Klaus, the team president, certainly seemed to embrace, the deal being finalized. I'm wondering if it's just a formality, these 2 votes, next Friday and in mid-September, so much so that the team and the city are moving forward with things like, architectural plan, all the stuff that needs to be happening before they break ground, and maybe it won't impact the timeline. What do you think?
I think that is probably a safe assumption. I think that when you're talking about, design plans, I think, are well in the works. I think the team is moving down the road with this. I think what they can start doing after the first vote, potentially, is start getting the regulatory process going. As we talked about with the Donald Trump thing, part of the way Donald Trump had as a means to block this deal is through regulatory avenues that the design plans have to ultimately go through.
Right.
And that is all a process that cannot begin until design plans are released and applied for approval. And
yeah.
I can't apply for them
if the city council hasn't actually voted on this deal and that there's actually an actual signed deal in place. Understood.
Did you
find, Eric, I didn't watch Mendelson's press conference, and I'm assuming you did, but I really thought the press release was a bit combative and a bit chesty. The relationship dynamics between the city council and maybe it's just the chair and the mayor's office. Give me a minute on that. Am I off? I don't follow it very closely.
You got it.
Yeah.
I mean, Mendelson, here's what happened. Mayor Bowser negotiated a deal on her own with the team for a stadium. The second most powerful politician in Washington, D.C. local politics, the chair of the D.C. Council, Phil Mendelson, didn't appreciate that and said many times, we don't know anything about this deal. The mayor negotiated her own deal. Mendelson feels like he got a eye-popping amount of money back for the city and was pretty proud of himself for doing so. Behind the door, behind the scenes, mayor's office and some of the people associated with it poked holes in just how realistic, how legitimate those numbers are of the money that's actually coming up back that wasn't there before or wasn't going to be there. But it's a territorial thing where he was planting his flag on behalf of D.C. Council saying, look at what we did for the taxpayers. There are now D.C. Council members, including Zachary Parker, who are frustrated with Mendelson for negotiating his own deal without looping them in. And then you had a mayor who held a press conference you talked about on the steps of the Wilson Building with hundreds of people celebrating this as a way to grasp the reins back and grasp credit back and for ultimately bringing this stadium home. You know, I was told that the mayor's office pressured D.C. Council to act quicker than they ever had before. So it's just a you know, everybody just kind of trying to write their own narrative and take their own credit for what they many ultimately believe will be at some point Washington Commander Stadium on the old RFK site.
Look, based on what you just said, I can totally understand why the mayor wouldn't have included the cluster, you know what, of the city council in the early discussions and negotiations with the team. Nothing would have gotten done. She got it to a point, and we see this all the time. You get it to the point where somebody leads it, you negotiate a term sheet, and then there are opportunities to tweak it. It sounds like that's what he did. I am going to be interested to see, and you're the one that will probably be, you know, involved in the detail, if what he essentially suggested, which was, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars over 30 years in incremental revenue from the first deal, if it's actually true or not. I'm just glad that they're on the verge of getting a deal done. The political bickering back and forth and who gets credit for it. Let me just say this. The mayor will get credit for it. Long term, when that stadium is up, you know, all due respect to Mendelson and the city council, the mayor will get credit for it. Just like Sharon Pratt Kelly was crucified for losing the team to Landover. That's the way I see it. Do you see it the same way or not?
1,000%. This, and she ultimately has always passionately pursued this as her legacy in the history books. And she has said it from day one, I want to bring the football team back to the RFK site. And she is within weeks possibly of officially making that happen.
Thank you for clearing all this up. I thought it was interesting because I started reading last night. I'm like, wait a minute, another vote in mid-September, but you heard it, two separate votes, August 1st, and then another one in mid-September, and it's very possible that it's not simple majority, but it's two-thirds because of this tax structure, you know, element to the deal. Thank you, Eric, as always.
Anytime. Right.
At Eric Flack TV on Twitter, on X. Yeah, interesting stuff. It's going to happen, I think. I feel pretty confident it'll happen. It's just happening in a way that I didn't think it was presented yesterday, but that could have been me too. All right, what does Terry really mean to the team? What if they had to play 2025 without him? Quantify it for me. The number of games fewer, or maybe you think it would be the same amount of wins that they would have without him. 301-230-0980. What would life without Terry McLaurin on the roster in 2025 be? What would it look like? Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980 and the team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What would life without Terry McLaurin, what would it look like? Try to quantify it if you can. How many fewer games would the team win in 2025 without him? 301-230-0980. This is clearly a reach hypothetical because there's a 95% chance he's going to play for the team, whether he gets a contract extension or not. There's nothing that makes sense about him holding out or the team trading him. It just doesn't make sense to trade him because you're never going to be able to maximize the return in late July or August with a player that's looking to get paid. That always reduces the compensation when you've got to pay the player after trading for the player. From his standpoint, a holdout makes no sense because he'd be in the same boat a year from now if he doesn't play more than half the games this year. Many players don't get the contract extension they're looking for, and they play out the final year of their deal. T. Higgins did it recently, then got franchise tagged last year. So it happens. I think he will still, even today, hold out day number three for Terry McLaurin. I think he's going to get a contract extension. I do. But this is a hypothetical that I'm interested in because I really think it will sort of identify what you guys think Terry really is. There are very few player positions other than quarterback that really do impact wins and losses. You know, a menacing defensive player certainly can. You know, a ridiculous running back like Saquon Barkley obviously had an impact. I'll give you my answer right now, and I won't bury the lead. It's one game difference. Tops. One game difference. Instead of winning 11 against the schedule they have this year, they'll win 10 and still be a playoff team. Why? Because of the quarterback. It's the quarterback. always the quarterback. We've seen what guys like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, we've seen what they can do without a lot of weapons around them. We've seen what Lamar can do without a lot of weapons around him. He had Derrick Henry last year, of course. Jaden Daniels is in that category. He is for me, and he'll elevate everything around him. Luke McCaffrey, you know, certainly Noah Brown. Michael Gallup will end up being, you know, a player of, I'm just throwing names out there, but whoever that group is, people will step up and perform because the quarterback is making them better. The quarterback makes the running game better because he's a dual threat in addition to being a phenomenal in the pocket. I think tops one game difference. I think that's part of their thinking in all of this. Like, what are we doing here if we end up giving him a top five wide receiver contract? We might need to do that if we had Dak Prescott or Kirk Cousins, you know, the guys that truly need a supporting cast. We don't need to do that with number five. 301-230-0980. What does it look like without Terry? Try to quantify it. I say, at the most, I really wanted to say, as much as I love Terry, it's really not going to be that much of an impact. But there will be an impact. He is a contested catch guy. He is a big game guy. We've seen that at times. He is a deep threat still. So they would miss him. They absolutely would miss him. It would not cost them a playoff berth. It cost them one game, tops. 301-230-0980. Let's start with Skip on line two. Skip, what do you say?
Kevin, this is the question because you're assessing his value to this team, not his value in the NFL when you talk about top 10 and all that compared to other receivers.
Yeah, good
his
point.
Value to this team, especially since we lost speed. Some of the receivers that we lost had speed.
Deion.
And we have a rookie with speed. But other than that, I mean, Deebo Samuels is like a 4.8 guy. Terry still, at age 29 going on 30, is a legit 4.4 guy. So he's the, I believe.
Deebo's, just so you know, Deebo's not a 4.8 guy, Skip.
No, I said a 4.48 guy.
Oh, okay. I thought you said a 4.8 guy. Yeah.
Oh, no. He's a 4.4. So let's say 4.5.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Phenomenal after the catch. When he's healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like a running back. But Terry is a legit, 4.35, which he ran in the combine as a rookie, and probably still 4.4. Still in his prime, like he said, he made a good point that the number of years that he's played is not similar to most 30-year-old guys. He's played 2 years less than most 30-year-old guys. And so he's probably still in his prime. He hasn't had many injuries. And we saw last year, I mean, he could still, like you said, he could still go deep and probably better than anybody else on the team at this point. So we're going to miss that. And, they always talk about how important chunk plays are. He's still capable of getting chunk plays as well as contested balls.
No doubt.
So
we saw plenty of them last year. 66 yards against Cleveland, 86 yards against Dallas, and in the playoff game, taking a bubble screen, breaking a tackle, and going 58,
right.
59 yards for a touchdown. Sure.
So I'm going to say two games.
Ooh.
Even though I understand what you're saying, one is actually a lot. And,
it is a lot.
Two is a stretch, but it could be when you're talking about closely contested games and you're at the end of the game where you need that guy. And so I'm saying his value to this team is much more than he would be for other contending teams. So I'm going to say two games, and I know it's a stretch, but I think he is that valuable to this team. And look, I think anything that doesn't have a 3-0 million at least is kind of almost an insult to his value to this team.
Okay, thanks for the call, as always, Skip. The only thing that I would say when you say the value for this team is that in many ways, their thought process may be he's much more valuable to a team that doesn't have an elite quarterback. He's much more valuable to the, you know, teams that have guys like Geno Smith and Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins. He's not starting anymore, obviously. Jared Goff, okay? With the elite level quarterback, and that's what we have here, and I think they believe that's what we have here. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar, Burrow. I mean, Burrow's got an unbelievable supporting cast, but especially as a dual threat elite quarterback, just elevates everything around it. Everything around it. I think that the other part that I didn't mention is what would be missed off the field. You know, he'd be missed in that locker room. He is a culture guy. He is a leader on the team. But man, this team is stacked with veteran leadership. You know, everywhere you look, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, add Von Miller now into the mix. I know he just got here. They have a lot of that everywhere you look. Let's go to Cato. Cato, thanks for holding. What would life look like without Terry? Try to quantify it if you can.
4 games. Why I say that, you look at the Dallas game last year with Mariota, he caught the winning pass of that, so that's 1 game. You look at the Cincinnati game, he caught that big pass down the end, that's 2 games. You look at the Detroit game, yeah, Jaden only threw a 2-yard pass. He took it the other 58, 56 yards, so it was him. Yes, does he have an elite quarterback? Yeah, he does, but the elite quarterback needs somebody to throw to because he can't do it all. If he could do it all, they'd have been in the Super Bowl and won it. So he can't do it all.
The opponent had something to do with that, and so did the defense. But you're right. Well, like, well, Mahomes may have elevated them just a little bit further.
Ridiculous. It's 4 games. He's a 4-game guy. All the things that he can do and be open.
Nobody's a 4-game guy.
Here's the biggest thing. It's new chemistry. I don't know what can happen this year and how good that offense can be because it's new chemistry. People that haven't been there. Debo don't even last a whole year. So I'm not sure. If you let Terry not be there, I don't know who you go to when Debo goes down.
So a couple things. First of all, I love your passion. No player in the NFL is, you know, has a war, for the lack of a better description, or an expected points added of 4 games net difference, except for quarterbacks. But with that said, going back to the games that you pointed to last year, look, if Terry doesn't catch that ball, they still likely win the game. They kick a field goal, they're up 8.
Or Cincinnati?
The Cincinnati game, I meant. Did I say Dallas? Okay. My fault. The Cincinnati game, they still probably win that game. The Dallas game at the end was, you know, two teams. Washington's playing for seeding, but it wasn't like Dallas had their best and Washington put their backup quarterback into the game, etc.
He caught the winning ball.
Okay. Well, you know, somebody else could have caught the winning ball, too. I mean,
but they didn't. We're going with facts.
No, Terry caught it. But they would have to if he weren't there. So you got to determine, could somebody else have caught that game-winning touchdown pass from Marcus Mariota had he not been there? I'd say yes.
Caught it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I like the chemistry. I like the team. I'm a Commander, Redskins, Washington football team fan. I just believe that Terry needs to be there. At over 30 million, no. 30 million, yes. That's all.
I'm with you. This has nothing to do with how I feel or how any of you feel about him being there or not being there. I think everybody wants Terry signed to a fair contract extension, and he's happy, the team's happy, and we have our best receiver and one of the top three players perhaps on the football team out there for not just this year, but beyond. But I'm just trying to,
here's my last thing I want to say.
Sure.
I think Terry should be at camp. I know what he's going through. I know what he's fighting for, but he should be in camp, period. That way it would make it harder on the management. I just think Terry should be in camp. I'm not mad at him for it, but my opinion is he should be there in camp.
I hear you. Thanks, Cato. Appreciate the call. Ryland, Steve, Bay, TC, Greg, stay on hold. What would life look like without Terry? Try to quantify it in terms of how many fewer games do you think they would win in 2025 if he were not a part of the roster? He's going to be. I understand this. but I do want to kind of gauge the value you think Terry brings to the team. I say it would cost them one game max, tops. The quarterback is the reason they won 12 more than anything else last year. Without Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin on the field, they would have won seven games last year. That's what the quarterback means. I don't think a wide receiver, no matter how good that wide receiver is, especially playing with a quarterback that elevates everything around it, I just don't think it's more than a game. And quite honestly, I think it's probably a wash. 301-230-0980, Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.